Now, friends, we're putting in at verse 10 today. Now, David's talking to his son, Solomon. I don't think he was very much interested in having Solomon become king. He was a pennywise anyway. Lord Jesus said, when you went out to see John the Baptist, what'd you go out to see? Did you go out to see a reed shaken by the wind? No, you saw a wind shaking reeds. What'd you go out to see? Man with soft clothing? No, he's rugged. Camel's hair, rugged individual. May I say to you, the Lord Jesus said those with soft clothing, the pantywaists are in king's palaces. Solomon was brought up there. He's brought up in the court of the women. One of the reasons Solomon put around him so many women, he's accustomed to that. He wasn't accustomed to out yonder in the rugged terrain of that land, defending himself as his father David was. And I'm not carrying any sort of excuse for David, because he wasn't a very good father. But believe me, David and Solomon were far apart. And the explanation is found, of course, in their background. And so David now is talking to his son Solomon. He says, you're going to build a temple. Oh, I want to encourage you and get you enthusiastic about it, because it was in my heart. But God wouldn't let me, because I'm a bloody man. May I say to you, don't come by and say, oh, David was a man after God's own heart, and he got by with anything. He wasn't enabled to do the thing he wanted to do above everything on top side of this earth. That was build God a temple, and God wouldn't let him. My friend, there's been many a man today because of sin in his life, and God has never let him reach the goal he wanted to reach. Sin drags us all down. It dragged David down. Listen to him. Verse 10, he shall build an house for my name. He's speaking of Solomon. He shall be my son. I'll be his father. And I'll establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. And David says to Solomon, this is what God told me. You'd be his son. And that you would build a temple. And you'd establish your throne, for it's my throne. He'll establish it forever. Now, my son, the Lord be with thee, and prosper thou, and build the house of the Lord thy God, as he hath said of thee. My, how David was encouraging this boy, and he knew he needed encouraging. After all, he had soft clothing. He'd been brought up in the court of the women, and he's not a very aggressive fella. Solomon reaped the benefits of the reign of David. It can be said truly of him as the Lord Jesus said, other men have labored. We've entered in to their labors. Solomon entered into the labors of another, and that was his father David. Now he says, listen to him here. Verse 12, only the Lord give thee wisdom and understanding, and give thee charge concerning Israel, that thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God. And he's urging his son to follow along in his ways. That is God's ways, and not David's ways. I think David began to detect, I'm sure Bathsheba had detected in Solomon some of the traits of his father David. One of the traits was his weakness, probably in two different directions. One was in the direction of women, by the way. And if you want to find out the advice she gave to Solomon, here's the advice of David to Solomon, but if you want the advice of his mother, read the last chapter of Proverbs. And that's the advice of Bathsheba to her son Solomon. Now notice, then shalt thou prosper, if thou takest heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong and of good courage. Dread not, nor be dismayed. He knew this boy would get discouraged. He knew that he would be a weakling. And he's now telling him, be a man. That was the important thing.